Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Mahi Mania has hit the Jersey Shore. Hey, we're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Happy Labor Day weekend. September 3rd, 4th, and 5th already. Man, a lot of people are going to be on the water. Yet a tuna bite has gone scarce, mid-range, almost non-existent. In the canyons, a pick here, pick there with some yellowfin, some big eye, and some longfin. If you want a deep drop, swordfish are really, really active, as are the always there and always hungry, like me, tilefish. But in close, and in the canyons too, around some of those way, way off sea bass spots, you have mahi, mahi, dorado, dolphin, whatever you want to call them. I call them delicious and a lot of light tackle fun. Get around any kind of flotsam, any kind of buoys or high flyers, whatever they are there. I've seen some big fish too. The one in the mid-Atlantic, that was on the trawl, it was 43 something pounds. But for the most part, light tackle, pitching, epoxy jigs, bucktails, little chunks of sardine or whatever, butterfish around the pots, and you will light them up. Hey, try some freshwater bass tackle. You will have an absolute ball. No minimum length or bag limit, but use some restraint. The chickens, you know, the 1, 2, 3 pounders, 2 to 3 pounders, good eating says. The little ones, well, put them back for next year. Speaking of bass tackle, largemouth bass fishing in South Jersey, snakeheads are going crazy, pickerel, channel cats off the wall, and as always, the panfish. Do not forget the freshwater opportunities in South Jersey, especially fishing is hot. Hey, we have a really jam show coming up. Is Carol Stanko, DEP's Bureau Chief of Wildlife Management, talking about the prospectus for the early bow season that starts next Saturday. Then we're going to power up with Scott Spencer, batteries and bulbs, power for your boats, for your jet skis, for everything you need. So grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Labor Day is here. The march to fall continues. Be right back.
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Look, folks, I got to be honest with you. Everything's up. Food prices, gas prices, pencil prices. I love pencils.
Everything is not up. You're forgetting about Springfield. Springfield Mitsubishi in Atlantic City.
You mean they're not jacking up prices, Jack, like everywhere else?
Correct. And every vehicle is still one dime down.
One dime? You gotta be kidding me. That reminds me when I was a kid, my dad said, Joey, here's a dime. Go buy a house. But what about credit for millions of Americans?
Go to Springfield Mitsubishi, Atlantic City. If you bring home $350 a week, you can get up to $25,000 in credit.
25 grand with only one dime down.
Get new Outlanders with third row seating in stock now.
Look, here's a deal. Just get down to Springfield, man.
Springfield Mitsubishi, Atlantic City.
In Pleasantville, they service all makes and models. SpringfieldMitsubishiAC.com.
SpringfieldMitsubishiAC.com.
My first annual salary was a dime. That's the real deal.
New 22 Mirage 18-4, dime down, 269 a month for 72 months at 3% APR plus tax title to qualify buyers.
Is sports betting about to become way more fun? You bet. Because the Bet Parks app has a brand new sports book. Live bets and parlays? You bet. Instant deposits and incredible app experience? You bet. Plus, your first bet is risk-free up to $750. So, are you already a winner just for signing up on the BetParks Sportsbook app? You bet. BetParks. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. Pennsylvania and New Jersey only. Could your favorite casino app be even better and faster than before? You bet, because the all-new BetParks app has been built around what you really want. Easier sign-up, better gameplay, and faster withdrawals and all the slots and table games you love. Plus, make your first deposit and get a 100% match up to $750 and an additional $500 free spins. So, are all of your favorite games just a tap away? You bet. BetParks. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. Pennsylvania and New Jersey only.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Okay, a little Happy New Year in advance. You know, in the parallel universe of Rack and Fin Radio, when the season opens, is about to open. Indeed, calls for a New Year celebration. Next Saturday, half hour before sunrise, the early bow season in, let's see, 20 deer management zones around the state starts, and you can hunt until Half hour after sunset. Okay, we're looking at DMZs 5, 7 through 15, 17, 19, 25, 36, 41, 42, 48, 49, 50, and 51. Now, remember DMZs 9 and 13, antler point restrictions apply, at least 3 points on one side of a rack. Now, remember, in all these DMZs, a doe must be harvested first. But hey, Tom P., what about last year? That deer season was a disaster. Hey, man. We put some meat in the freezer, but again, the take was total overall round numbers 36,787. That's down on 18,000 plus from the seasons before. Joining us on the line right now, very special guest, great friend of Rack and Fin Radio, is Carol Stanko. She is the DEP's Bureau of Wildlife Management chief and a hell of a deer hunter herself. Carol, thanks for joining us on Rack and Fin Radio. How you doing? Happy Labor Day weekend.
Hey, my pleasure. Hard to believe another year is come and gone already, Tom.
Maron to me, Carol. And hey, Stanko, I'm tired of being mistaken. People, okay, I'm done here. Enough already. It's not fun. I'm tired of being mistaken for Blake Shelton. I'm just tired of it. So let's get this going, Carol. The hue and cry out there, heads wanted to roll over last year's what many considered a disastrous overall deer season with that kind of reduction. Total take of 36,787. What say you, Carol? There are a number of factors for that, correct?
Yeah, and hey, I wasn't happy with that harvest either, but it was the perfect one of many, many things that affected the harvest. First of all, you know, we had the COVID bump in 2020, all these people unemployed or working from home. So we saw an 8% increase in deer permit sales.
Wow.
That corrected in 2021 as people went back to work. So reduction in participation. Then we had an unbelievable mast crop last year. So lots of hard and soft mast, tons of acorns. So, you know, they don't come into the bait piles anymore, and they change their movement pattern. So hard to get them in. And then we had an unseasonably warm, wet year last year. I mean, I remember 2 days in October where it was 80 degrees where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And we had at least one nor'easter. So, you know, not only does that change deer behavior, it changes the hunter behavior. And then, of course, yes, we did have epizootic hemorrhagic disease, or EHD, throughout a large portion of the state. And the rumors were flying. Deer were definitely dying. But that also affected hunter behavior, too, because they were hearing these stories about hundreds of deer laying dead in a field. Never did I get a picture.
A lot
of people chose not to go out for that too. So all those things combined resulted in a really crappy harvest.
Carol Stanko calls it as she sees it and as it is. Well, Carol, this year, fawn crop, how's it looking? I mean, the prospectus for this early season, especially, I know me and the lovely Dee Marie, we're chomping at the bits here to get out there, and we're seeing plenty of deer. Carol, I'm seeing some some tiny fawns now. With the spots out. So I guess the second or third rut offspring, but we're seeing a lot of deer and a lot of bucks.
Yeah, well, we left a lot on the ground last year for many reasons. In those areas that were hit hard by EHD, you may see a reduction in the standing herd, but everywhere else, I think it's going to be a killer year, literally.
Carol,
so I think it's going to be great hunting.
Is there an outbreak now? I'm hearing Tom P. There are deer all over the place. Are there some EHD fatalities out there that you're hearing about?
We are getting phone calls because people are a little sensitive after last year, and we appreciate because you guys are our eyes on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them we've been able to rule out so far as other issues. But we did take samples from a few, and we're waiting for the results on those. And as soon as we get them, I will, you know, we'll put the word out there in case it is. But fingers crossed. I mean, maybe the drought will help us out in that area.
Carol, the P word arises as it does every year, as it has, I guess, for the past, 15 or so. The predation factor, the coyotes on the fawns, whatever we're hearing. And again, I'm hearing, and I can appreciate it. We're not seeing any fawns on our trail cams, et cetera, ad infinitum. Predation a factor, that's already factored in for the prospectus. What do you got?
Yeah, fawns get eaten by bears, get eaten by coyotes. It does happen. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's to the extent where it's affecting the statewide herd. Maybe in localized areas, and I always encourage, if you're hunting deer or hunting turkey and you see a coyote, you can shoot it incidentally. Take it
as Carol Stanko says. Well, Carol, let's get to the 600-800 pound. I'm saying this for my benefit, people, and Carol knows what I look like. The 800 pound elephant in the room, again, as it applies to natural urine based scents, whatever. Chronic wasting disease, how is the state handling this, and what are you hearing? Has it moved any further east?
No further east, but you know, hey, it's right next door as it is. So, yeah, that's close enough for me. So yes, we appreciate everybody's efforts in trying to keep it out of New Jersey by not bringing whole carcasses in and
right.
being careful what you use to bait your deer in, you know, scent wise. So,
oh, Carol, so even the taxidermy heads the whole bit, or no deer or parts, whatever, from other states.
You can bring in boned out meat.
Right, so. Okay, boned out, okay.
Yeah, and taxidermied heads, clean skull caps, clean capes and hides and buglers and antlers. And yeah, just make sure it's clean. A little bleach goes a long way.
I learned that when my mom taught me to do laundry when I was 6 years old. I messed up a few pairs of jeans and some of her work clothes, but that's another story. So, Carol, on the overall, this early season now, earn a buck. Things look good, huh?
Yeah, I would say absolutely. I mean, you're telling me you're seeing a lot of deer.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing from farmers that the deer are in their fields. So we know they're out there, and I've been seeing them as well. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a great year.
Well, Carol, thanks for joining us on Rackfin. This is Quick Prospectus. Carol Stanko, DEP's Bureau of Wildlife Management chief and a deer expert in her own right. Carol, you were ahead of the deer project for years, so you've seen the ups and you've seen the downs and the in-between, so it's encouraging that you think it's going to be a good upcoming year into 2023, and God bless you and have a great time in the remainder of the fall. From what I understand, you're going to be pretty busy, young lady.
Oh, yeah.
Take care, Carol. Great to talk to you. See you soon.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Carol Stanko, I'll tell you, I've known her for years in the division, and she always tells it like it is. Doesn't sugarcoat it. Doesn't kiss anyone's ass. She just, this is what the situation is. Now, I remember, Tom P., they have to just stop these doe days where all these deer dying for me. They have to stop this, stop that. I can appreciate all that. I'm a deer hunter, too. Although, Dee Marie, we're a deer hunter. But these people are biologists. These are natural things that happen. The disease like that happens to the knee-jerk reaction thing, just, and then what he did, this has to go through the Fish and Game Council, the Murphy administration. I mean, he wants that ban, so we shall, or packed with antis, but that's another story in and of itself, another couple of segments. But let it play out. These are professional wildlife biologists. Let it play out. I'm looking forward to it. We're seeing plenty of deer out there. Not big racks, but racks. And my Dee Marie, she's into the antler thing. I'm a meat guy. I see a deer walking by. I see loins. I see tenderloins. I see chili. I see burger. I see steaks. And I see stew. Oh, my Tom P's venison scallopini. Make your tongue slap your brains out. But look forward to a good season. Get out there, man. Get out there and practice. Time. You got time to get it done. September 10th season opens. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Time to power up. Power, yeah, power right now on the water. Power right now in the woods. Power camping. Scott Spencer, Batteries and Bulbs in Northfield, joins us. A lot of information. Lithium is the thing. Lithium power, I should say, is the thing. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you love South Jersey's talk station, then the WPG Talk Radio app is a must-have on your phone. Listen to all your favorite talk shows around the clock and instantly call them with just the tap of your finger. Download the Hurley in the Morning podcast. Send us your pictures and videos of breaking news and more. It's the WPG Talk Radio app, a free download from South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. What's the safest bet in town? Another World Series run? Maybe a Super Bowl trophy. Or knowing that at Matt Black Kia, you can drive a new Kia with zero down, zero payments for 90 days, and Matt Black Kia's four-day love-it-or-leave-it return policy on every new 2023 new Kia in stock. Don't see your new Matt Black Kia on the lot? Doesn't mean you can't be driving it home tomorrow. Worried about your credit? Forget it. We finance your future, not your past. Why settle for a used vehicle when you could be driving a brand new Kia? Because if you have a job clearing $400 per week, we want to approve you today. All Kias come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty. And we want your trade. We'll even buy it for cash.
It's gotta be a Matt Black Kia.
Unapproved credit plus applicable taxes and fees. See dealer for details. Not all will qualify. Deferred payment through TFCU. Interest accrues from date of sale. Offers don't combine. Go to MattBlackKiaNJ.com for complete details. Matt Black Kia, 6211 Black Horse Pike. Harbor Township. And now on Route 37 and Tom's River.
Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
For eligible individuals 18 and older only, results vary. Audio effects do not simulate actual hearing aid experience. See website for details and important safety information.
How are your hearing aids sounding now?
A little tinny.
Okay, 2 seconds.
With hearing aids from Lively, everything is done remotely in the comfort of your home, from initial testing to adjustments.
How are they sounding now?
Fantastic. With Lively, you get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids at thousands less than you'd might expect. Advanced hearing aid technology is now affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids are sent right to your door. And if you have any issues, we'll make adjustments 7 days a week for 3 years. No charge.
Oh, you people at Lively are wonderful.
With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping, 3 years of follow-up care included free, plus a 3-year warranty with loss and damage coverage. You can't lose.
I hear better than I ever thought possible.
And now through Labor Day, get $300 off all rechargeable hearing aid models. Just go to listenlively.com. That's listenlively.com. listenlively.com.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-324-4522. 800-324-4522. Don't wait. Call now. 800-324-4522. 800-324-4522.
Almost 3 million people use Navage to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the world's only nose cleaner that helps flush out airborne germs with powered suction. But what do doctors have to say about Navage? Here's Dr. Tonya Farmer, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat specialist.
Most airborne allergens and viruses enter through your nose. When that happens, it can cause congestion and irritation, and that just makes you feel miserable. You can get a cold, you can get flu, sinus infections, or even worse. Flushing your nose with a saline solution is the most effective way to flush all of those dangerous threats out of your nose. So now when patients come in my office, I tell them I highly recommend that you use Navage on a daily basis for overall good health and wellness.
And Navage is all natural and drug-free. At Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. Back inside. Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. You got a happy Labor Day weekend to all. And right now, the second boating season is starting. The hunting seasons are starting. The true camping seasons are starting, people, and it's all about power. Power up every outdoor endeavor. Has a, what I call a power point. And we're going to talk power right now. All the applicants, well, not all of them, because there's just too much to cover in two segments with my very, very, very special and a supremely busy guest, Scott Spencer, Batteries and Bulbs, the GM, and also runs the commercial sales division, Batteries and Bulbs, 900 Tilton Road in Northfield. That's suite number 3. Right, you with there, Scott?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Thanks
I'm
for joining you. Us, man. Good to see you.
All about the power today.
Hey, how do I snag one of those shirts, man? That is boss looking, dude.
You're on the inside track. I can get you one.
Well, Scott, when I first went into the store, I was absolutely blown away. I mean, blown away with not only the products, but all the power applications, all the different power sources that are required now from the boating end. Don't want to mention who, don't want to mention where and when it happened, but it was pretty recent. You know, it's like losing power on a boat when you're 20 miles off.
Oh, it's the end of the world.
It just sucked out loud. And when we discussed this, Scott, there were so many different applications, the product, and that word came up. I don't know if it's a naughty word or not when the Enviro Wackers is everything is going on, but it is, listeners, it is the future, that word lithium. And we have, listeners, we can't see it here. I should get a TV thing in here. I should do, you know, what do you think, you know?
Yeah, but a little breakaway to the screen.
Yeah, but we have a selection of products in here. We're going to discuss on the boating end, the camping end, the general outdoor hunting end, the products and their applications. It's absolutely fascinating, but you need the power. Point in case, by the way, that headlamp,
yeah,
badass. I could have used it last winter bow season. This guy, here's the dealio. You take out the little $399 headlamp. It's going the week before it worked fine. Now, good hit on his deer, solid hit. Getting dark, it went a ways. Okay, it went, flamed out.
It happened.
We knew, me and my lovely Deemer, we knew the property, we knew the area. But all of a sudden, it's like you lost an arm and a leg not having that light feature. New moon, so there was basically there was a crescent moon. It sucked without having that power.
Oh, yeah.
So everything outdoors is involved with that. The batteries and bulbs selection like we talked about, it's just mind-boggling insofar as what's involved and everything that's available to make it easy and trouble-free. Whether you're in a boat, whether you're camping, whether you're hunting, in an RV.
Everything. We got it all. We got all your bases covered, which is so nice. I mean, for the first-time camper out there, you don't know what you need, but you don't want to spend $1 million. Mm-hmm. I've got the products for you on the medium to low end that's going to give you the reliability and performance that you expect. I mean, there's two things in the woods you need. You need power and you need light. And right. I've got some devices that actually give you both. Because I can charge other devices, like your cell phone, from some of our battery-operated...
Right there, that just blew my mind right there. Will you explain this to me?
Yeah, so we got a 12K flashlight here. It's one of the most powerful flashlights that Nebo makes. Not only is it military-grade aluminum, I mean, this thing is ridiculous. Super, super heavy-duty. The quality and construction, you got to come check it out. It's absolutely second to none. For you boaters out there, it's IP67. Waterproof, you love it. But when you're on the water and you need power to your cell phone because you're running low, pop the cover, plug in your cell phone, and this battery
it's right
will
in the,
charge
it's right
your
in the
phone.
Flashlight. It's right in the
These guys think of everything. And when you're an innovative product and you're in the market, I'm going to look at you. I'm going to bring it in because you all need this. Everybody out there that's on the water today needs a powerful flashlight and additional power.
How many lumens in that bad boy?
This is 12,000 lumens. You want to get fired up? I mean, this thing will just light the sun. It goes 620 meters. It's insane. Actually, I'm sorry, 220 meters. It's crazy.
I'm telling you, I could signal some of my friends out in Hamilton with that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking almost 2.5 football fields worth of illumination out of one flashlight.
Scott, when power goes out, I mean, what do you have handy? Boating especially. Now, you're a yakker,
yeah,
correct?
Oh, absolutely.
And you have, this is an inflatable yak. Yeah. So you're able to with...
Yeah, I've got a power pack here. It's the Power Pack 10. Fantastic product, waterproof. Now we do need that video monitor because I'd like to break away to this joker.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I've got an inflatable kayak. This little Power Pack 10 will inflate my kayak 6-7 times, no problem, with a little inflatable vacuum. If you got an inflatable kayak, you probably own a vacuum pump now to blow them up, because after the first time you did it, you're not going to do it again. This guy is a lifesaver. But then it also gives you additional power outlets on top. So you can plug in your fish finders. You can run those all day long, up to probably a 5 or 6 inch display. Some of these guys get really big and they power hungry. But fantastic, lightweight, portable. I mean, this thing weighs probably, I don't know, 10 pounds or less.
It's less than that. But I was not tossing it around before you got here. But
oh, no. But
and it does. Plus, it has a badass flash on there, too, right?
You do have a built-in flashlight of LEDs on the front. So, yeah, I think the Power Pack 10 is absolutely phenomenal product. It's got LED flashlights on the front. Super high-powered illumination. You're on the boat. You need light. You need it now. Grab the box. Cut it on. You know it's going to be there for you. This guy here will last you all day long on the water. Absolutely tremendous product. We've got them in the stores, Mount Laurel and in Northfield.
What do these things retail for?
These guys go for around $250 for the box. But it's going to give you the waterproof box. It's going to give you a lot more than just a portable battery solution. Absolutely fantastic product. We're selling them like hotcakes right now.
Okay, live in the Rack and Vince studio is Scott Spencer. He is the GM Batteries and Bulbs there, 900 Tilton Road, Suite 3 in Northfield. Scott, I have to ask you this. What are some of the power drainers, I mean, that really drain the juice that people really don't pay attention to? Like kids on a boat with their things?
Yeah.
Not blaming kids here, but yeah, blaming kids.
No, I'm with you. But yeah, today the resources and the need for power is exorbitant. I mean, if you're on the water today and you got a family, everybody's got cell phones. Everybody's charging their phones. You got bigger LCD screens on your boat. You had one before. Now you got 3 and 4 on the boat. You got transducers that are pulling power. You've got all of these other things that are requiring energy from batteries that you're going to need to be able to supply efficiently and over long terms or long periods of time.
Well, Scott, let's talk marine batteries. Again, to me, this is the second. Now's a hardcore fishing time. Middle of September, right through December.
Oh, absolutely.
So marine batteries, critical, different grades. What do you got?
Well, you've got all different types of batteries. Batteries are not batteries across the board. You know, you got starting batteries. You got deep cycle. You got deep purpose or dual purpose. And then you also have the new lithium category that's exploding right now.
Wait, pun intended on that? Phosphate, not ion, correct?
That's correct.
You give me a heart attack, right?
LiFePO4 is where it's at. Extremely stable. It's not going to catch fire. They're not going to explode on you. Lithium, iron, phosphate batteries, if that's what it says on the box, you're safe, you're secure, you've got the reliability, and you've got a tremendous amount of power that's going to last you all day on the water. You kayakers out there, you've caught your weight in half, sometimes to two-thirds.
Yep. You know, easily, yep.
To me as a kayaker, putting an 80-pound battery in my boat, forget it, I'm going over. Now with lithium, I can do it with around 25 pounds. Absolutely awesome.
It's got budgets. People are on, you know, especially times like these, people are on budgets. Performance-wise, length of life-wise, what do you recommend?
Well, it's based on
that
your application.
You have batteries and, you know, and bulbs. What do you got?
Well, we've got all the batteries based on your application. If you're the part-time guy who's going out there a few times a month, you know, do you need the high-performance super-duper lithium that does everything? Probably not. So that's where you get into maybe a deep cycle battery to run all your electronics or a dual purpose. If you need to start the boat and run the electronics, I've got those batteries too. So you're not carrying extra batteries. And that extra weight goes away because you can get all the performance you need in one battery. I have it for any level of voter that you are. But the lithium is here. It's here to stay. That's where the market's going. And we have it today.
Well, Scott, we're up against a hard break. Listen, Scott Spencer, Batteries and Bulbs, 900 Tilton Road in Northfield. Scott, this next segment, let's talk lithium. And I want to talk some of these other products you have here, especially those mosquito thing. I know they're just not really related to this, but they work like the cat's ass, man.
Let me tell you, if you're out there, you need to have protection, and you don't want the DEET, you don't want the spray stuff on you, just get a carabiner clipping on you.
You guys and girls, you know, you're in the tree stand, still in October, especially in South Jersey. Here they come.
Oh, they'll kill you. And they're murder.
Okay, people, grab that cup, grab that Rebel, be right back. We'll be talking lithium batteries. Scott Spencer, Batteries and Bulbs, 900 Tilton Road, Northfield, suite number 3. Be right back.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM, South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Jill Nato. The mill fire ripping through neighborhoods in the Northern California city of Weed. Over 7,000 people evacuated. Jonathan Cox is with CAL FIRE.
This is a fast-moving fire under red flag conditions in some extremely dry fuels in Northern California.
Governor Newsom's declared an emergency. Tropical storm Earl is formed near the Leeward Islands in the Caribbean. The storm could drench Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands over the weekend. And it may be the end of a legendary career after a loss at the U.S. Open.
Serena Williams fell in three sets to Australian Ila Tomjanovic in the third round. Serena didn't use the word retirement, but has said that she will be evolving away from tennis after the U.S. Open. Williams has won a modern-day record 23 major championships. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
And America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. Partly cloudy overnight, low 63. Sunny to partly cloudy on Saturday, best day of the weekend, high 86. Partly cloudy and more humid Saturday night, low 65. Clouds and sunshine Sunday with an afternoon thunderstorm in spots, high 89. Couple of showers and a thunderstorm possible Monday afternoon, high 87. I'm AccuWeather's Carl Erickson on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
The catfish bite is going bonkers. Man, kitties in the cities especially. But joining us live is Scott Spencer. We are talking batteries and bulbs. What is available? And Scott, I want to get into, before we get to the lithium, this AGM technology. What is it all about? I'm looking at extreme age, that power sport battery. Again, yeah. I got to... Talk to the powers that be. I need a TV screen in here.
But this thing
looks absolutely badass. It could do. I see jet skis. I see snow machines. Yeah. I see ATVs. I see dirt bikes. 12 volt. That thing does it all.
Yeah, and it's super reliable. And that's where you want to get out of that flooded world. You want to have anti vibration technology. AGM batteries are the ideal go to battery for power sports. For the jet skiers out there on the water, absolutely awesome. You don't have the vibration, but you have the reliability and the performance in the battery to crank it when you need it. Absorbent glass mat, completely different than that sloshing around batteries that you pick up before. These have an absorbent glass mat that hold everything together. You get a much greater punch, and they charge back much, much faster. So you're not waiting for that time.
Let's talk life here. Let's talk life. I know it's predicated on amount of uses, but what's reasonable to expect?
You know, anywhere between 2 to 4 years, I have an AGM battery.
Wow.
You know, it's a very good, reliable battery as long as you maintain it. And that's the key with any battery technology that you buy. If you don't maintain your goodies, they're going to fail when you need them most.
What's involved maintaining that bad boy?
All you got to do is hook them up to a little battery tender. I got them in the store. Everybody buys them.
Even I could do that.
Even you could do that. You take it out of the jet ski, you plug it in, you let it sit. You don't have to worry about it. They've got a float technology in there, so they'll charge the battery and then just kick it off and turn it back on when it needs it. But you know when you go back next season, that battery's hot, ready to rock and roll, and you're going to be not left stranded calling CETO.
Or CETO and Towboat US. They're both good.
Yeah.
Believe me, I've had experiences with both. And... When, man, again, that whole boat failure thing with the batteries, it's a heartbreaker. It kills your day.
The last thing you want to worry about is your technology and your batteries and power when you're out on the water. You don't get every day off every day in life. So when you do get those days, you want to enjoy them.
Well, Scott, price-wise, budget-wise, what again, less than lithium, but more than the other time? Yeah. I mean, so it's a middle ground?
Right.
Sort of like AAA. You got Major League, lithium, right. AAA, and then you got the single A with the other one.
But you've got the flooded batteries in the beginning, sort of the entry-level price points. You know, you're using it occasionally. You only care about it for maybe a season. Get a flooded battery. It'll work great for you. If it's something that you're...
And it's so small.
Yeah. Oh, these are tiny.
Hey.
You know, for a motorcycle, you don't need a big, massive battery on a motorcycle or a jet ski. They come in all different sizes, all different shapes, all different performances based on your particular machine. But we've got them all. And that's the bottom line.
So, Scott, are they all 12-volt?
Oh, yeah. All of your jet ski, motorcycle applications are all going to be a 12-volt battery. When you get into boat batteries and marine applications, trolling motors, you're going to need more power on the water. That's where the lithium comes in.
Oh,
that's
where you go 24. Spencer, let's talk trolling motors right now. I've seen the ones on the Rodan is a hot mom. Motor Guide makes a great one. These things now have shafts, you know, as high as this room. The guys.
They're huge.
They changed Toggin and Fluke and forever. As people, we know that. Motors or electric motors that are that big. What's the deal? What are they?
They need power. And a battery like this, in an AGM world, you can supply a trolling motor with that type of power.
Well,
based on
huge,
if it's 12 volt or 24 volt or 36. It's just a matter of how you connect them. And we can walk you through that process. But it's based on really what your motor is. Does your motor require a 12 volt battery?
Right.
It'll tell you it takes 24 or 36. So, and you really want to base it on how much thrust and how many amps your product is pulling so you know that you have enough power when you're out on the water. If you're going out for a few hours, maybe a 100 amp hour battery is fine for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to go out all day, well, you might want to have two, and we can wire two 12 volt batteries together to give you twice the capacity. So now you got a 200 amp hour battery versus a 100 amp hour battery. So it's based on really how much power you're drawing and how much power you require for how long you want to be out there on the water. But you always want to have more power. And that's the theme of the story. You never want to end up short. If you get back on the dock and you got half a battery left, God bless you. You did a good job.
Okay, batteries and bulbs, GM, Scott Spencer. Now, Scott, also, I have to get this in here. He also handles the commercial sales division. Batteries and bulbs, and the other stores in Route 73 Mount Laurel, correct?
That's correct. 1215-73.
Hey, Scott, let's get to, and we're, listen, Scott's going to be here several more times during the fall because the power thing is vital. And Scott, hunting season.
Absolutely.
Late, you know, distance, like we said, you know, distance camping when you are, like in some parts of Wharton State Forest, you are off the track. People say, Jersey, it's so small.
You ever
go down through Wharton State Forest on his campsites? Then he says, we've been driving 6 miles. Where the hell are we?
Yeah.
And we finally get, and there's an open space. That's your site.
Yeah.
You got a power problem there, man. You're hosed.
Yeah. You never thought you'd have cell phone coverage problems until you get into the middle of Wharton State Forest.
That's right. These barons, I'll tell you, they can leave you for dead in there. Nobody will find you.
you're out there.
You got some place in North Jersey, not quite, but barons, man. And that is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Why you need the power. But Scott, let's get to the lithium aspect, top of the line. One, as I mentioned earlier, there's in negative publicity, the safety factor.
Absolutely.
Go into that, please.
Well, you had the original lithium batteries, and that's like the horror story. You know, it's the blood diamonds of the lithium world, if you want to put it that way. Extremely bad for the environment. You're stripping it out of the earth. It's not a clean technology. That's your original lithium. And that's what the market and most people think about is, oh, it's horrible for the environment.
Scott, see, no matter where you turn, you're reading something bad about it.
Well, that's why LiFePO4, lithium iron phosphate, is a extremely reliable, safe product, but it's not stripped out of the earth. It's cobalt free. Cobalt is the engine that makes the original battery run. LiFePO4, zero cobalt.
How did it do that? I'm stunned.
I'm not a scientist, but I'll tell you.
thought that it's cobalt free to me is just amazing. The technology in air is,
yeah, it's beyond
our understanding. I get that.
It's made of common compounds that, you know, it's common chemistry in LIFO4. I don't know the breakdowns and the elements that go inside it, but I'll leave that to the scientists.
But the safety factor, is the most important thing.
The efficiency and the performance, all there. And that's all the good stuff that we wanted and eliminates all the bad stuff.
And Scott, Tom P here. Work is not in my lexicon. We know that. Okay. Two, complicated things, definitely I avoid. Three, it seems that lithium, while not being trouble-free, is pretty much maintenance-free for a long time compared to the AGM and the flood technology, right. Correct?
Well, you still need to maintain them. You still need to put them on a flood charger in the off-season. Yeah. But lithium is a much more efficient, much longer-running battery. And they charge 5 times faster than an AGM battery will. So when you're at the dock and you're paying time to boat to land your boat somewhere to charge it up, lithiums are going to do it much, much faster, saving you money at the dock.
But, you know, in the long run. And, again, for lack of a better term, it's cleaner technology, correct?
Oh, much, much cleaner technology. Fantastic technology. When it comes to lithium, when it comes to your particular application, we've got the product for you. That's what it comes down to. It comes in all shapes, all sizes, all power sizes. But we've got them.
But life expectancy, what are we talking about?
Well, life expectancy on an AGM battery is going to give you probably 400 cycles or charges. When you go to a lithium battery, it's 2,000 charges. So now you're talking about a battery that goes from...
Time! Did you say as in 2K?
2K. 2,000 times you can charge that battery without having to replace it. That's the long-term benefits. So if you got a boat and you want to keep it for, you know, the next 10 years and you don't want to worry about batteries, you buy a lithium. It's a one-and-done solution for you, and it's absolutely the most reliable battery on the planet.
Expensive, Scott Spencer, but do you see the prices coming down as the technology advances?
Absolutely. Price will absolutely come down. Is it an entry point right now for everybody? No. But the important thing is it's here. And if you have that need, it's nice to know you've got a product that can supply that need. For everybody else, for myself, I think that, AGM battery technology on a boat, if weight's not important to you, you know, you're going to keep your boat for, the next 3 to 5 years, AGM batteries are fantastic. They're going to give you unbelievable power and performance. They're not going to let you down. They're not going to leave you stranded. As long as you maintain them and charge them up as directed, AGM battery technology is truly the way to go for the average consumer out there, the average boater. That's where I would recommend. Unless you have a need other than, time, but you wanted to have, you have a lot of resources pulling off of your battery.
Right.
If you got 10 screens on your boat, guess what?
Yeah.
We're not talking about AGMs at this point. you are a lithium kind of person.
Vis-a-vis the recently completed Mid-Atlantic down here at a cape. I saw some boats going out there, Mary, Mother of God, and all the saints.
Yeah.
Like, where does this money come from? Holy smokes.
More than you and I have together, I can promise you that.
Well, Scott, let's talk real quick. We're up against a hard break. Scott, we'll be back. We have 2 or 3 more sessions scheduled over the next month. Is everything you need to know about power. We'll be here on Rack and Fin Radio with Scott Spencer. Batteries and Bulbs, 900 Tilton Road, Northfield, Suite 3. Let's talk, you're having an incredible repair.
Oh, yeah.
Or battery repair thing. Go into that.
We are way bigger than just a battery and a bulb location. If you got cell phones, if you got iPads, you need to get them fixed. From battery replacements to screen replacements, the Samsung Galaxy phones, we have Samsung branded OEM parts here.
That's the real deal.
That's the real deal.
Not some knockoff.
No, this is actually from Samsung. We use their parts. So when you come to us, you're getting the exact same part that was manufactured for that phone from day one. That's what we're putting back on your phone.
It's got the battery pack over mm-hmm. there. Now you rebuild packs too?
Absolutely. We buy the individual cells. So if you've got a DeWalt or if you've got a Black & Decker, nickel metal battery at home, and it just doesn't have power anymore. Instead of going out and buying a whole kit or buying a replacement battery for $100, come to us. Give us the battery. We'll rebuild it for you. Typically around $40 to $50 based on your battery. And you get you back out and going again. And I give you a full year warranty on the battery that we put together.
And Scott, those right there.
Okay. Let's
the zap. That's
Skeeter Hawk. Were you talking about this earlier? Mosquitoes, bugs, you're out in the woods. You want to enjoy the time in the woods with
those
your family?
Those little pine or strawberry flies.
Oh, they drive you nuts. Put this out there. This has got the attractant. It's light-driven. It's a little lantern. It gives you some light at the bottom, but it gives you that nice blue glow. All the bugs go nuts, and they go right to it, and it zaps them right there. It's a really amazing product.
And then right we've got there.
The carabiners for the hunters out there. You know, you're on the water. Yeah, I hate those mosquitoes out there.
On the marsh.
If you're out in the marsh, absolutely. Use the carabiner. I've got wristbands for you. The repellent inside lasts for 30 days, so you're not going out there buying replacements. I have the refill kits for you in the stores, but you know it's going to last for 30 days, and the bugs aren't going to bother you.
Replaced our thermocells, Scott. So that's how good, listeners, that's how good they are. Yeah. Replace the thermocells, and there you go.
And you're not having to spray all of those chemicals on your body and your clothes. You don't have to smell it. This, you just clip it on your wrist or clip it on your gym bag, and you're good to go.
Got one last thing before we wrap this up. Another minute on that. I'm just staring at that Dakota Lithium Power Box 10. Listeners, this is abso-friggin-lutely phenomenal for what it does, for its size, and I'd say lack of weight.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
It weighs literally nothing. For the people out there that need power on the water, you know, you want to run your fish finders on the kayaks. This thing is absolutely the go-to piece for you, and it's waterproof. Easy to charge up. It's a lithium battery. It's going to last you all day on the water.
Forever, man. That's phenomenal.
You can charge anything else you got that's USB. Just plug it in. 12, yeah. And you also have a 12-volt adapter, like the old cigarette adapter.
Yeah.
Plug it in. Real simple, real easy. And then for those guys that, you know, fish 800 feet of water, you may want to consider getting a lithium battery instead of carrying around 35, 40 pounds of battery pack with you. Well,
the
you know,
sword and tile, guys. That's it.
We can get into that down the road, but you know, for those applications, yeah, bring us your reels. We can put a hot connect on there for you so you can connect it directly to the battery. When you're done on the day, you disconnect everything, throw it in the bag, and you're done.
Die with Dendo, man. That's it. And Tanacom. I die with Dendo's and Tanacom. I'm looking right at it. Well, Scott Spencer, thanks for joining us at Rackman, coming in live in the studio. Tight little studio, huh?
It's a little tight.
I'm a big fat guy. You're just like a big muscly guy. Listen, we got 300 pounds of fat and probably 275 of muscle right here. So it is kind of tight. Well, thanks for joining us. Now I'm booking you in two or three more times. You are in the studio live, especially the hunting applications and the late season boating applications as they are needed and the general power, man.
Well, hey, there's nobody more powerful and more passionate about airwaves than you, and I'm glad to be a partner with you.
Hey, so you take care. People, grab that cup. Grab that Rebel. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. Batteries and bulbs, 900 Tilton Road, Suite 3 in Northfield, or 1215 Route 73 in Mount Laurel. Get it done. Anything and everything, power and batteries at those two locations. Even I can understand the stuff. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG. Talk Radio 95.5.
East Coast Roofing and Siding.
Hi, I'm Larry Styler.
And I'm Sean Styler.
In our ever-changing economy, we certainly understand the need for homeowners to watch their spending. But your home is not a place to cut corners. When you're in need of roofing, siding, or windows, place your trust in East Coast for our certified services and installations. Our GAF Master Elite Contractor status provides assurance that you're dealing with a reputable company that can provide you quality roofing products and lifetime warranties. Our CertainTeed 5-star contractor status ensures you'll get the professional siding job that you deserve. Faithfully serving South Jersey since 1979, we can offer you financing options that can help get your project started sooner. So call us now at 609-625-1900. Or visit us at eastcoastroofing.com to schedule your free consultation today.
If you'll call, we'll show up.
East Coast Roofing and Siding. Trust us with your family and home.
Now, local businesses can get closer to every customer in their city with fast, affordable shipping. Introducing USPS Connect Local. You want speed? We deliver same or next day. You want savings? We give you supplies at a flat rate. You want less legwork? We do free pickups. Move your local business forward with the United States Postal Service. Let's connect at USPSConnect.com/local. Specific markets, restrictions apply. Same day or next day delivery expected, but not guaranteed with entry close to final destination.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward and master fifth grade math.
I can't do this. It's impossible.
Not you, Dad, your daughter. Staples will help her move forward.
Right.
Right now, Staples one subject notebooks are just 35 cents each. Plus, during the backpack clearance event, you'll save up to 50% on select backpacks, lunch bags, and water bottles. Staples, this year we're not going back, we're going forward to school. In-store only, ends 9-3, limit 30 on notebooks.
Now there are even more reasons to switch to Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. Turn in your old phone and get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 free with select 5G unlimited plans.
Definitely switching.
Totally. Everybody's switching to the network America relies on. Verizon. 5G Ultra Wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with porting. Less $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $69.99. You can learn more about our battery selection at AutoZone.com. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
That'll do it for this week on Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Happy long Labor Day weekend to all. Be safe. Get out there on the water and enjoy. The fishing's going crazy. Crabbing's going crazy. Do the cruising. Do the dock and dine. Enjoy the boats. Enjoy your wave runners and jet skis. But just let's plant a seed here. It's already September. Before you know it, it's October. Before you know it, it's mid-October. Indian summer days here and there, yeah, but the skim ice will soon be on the windshield and the frost on the pumpkin, so to speak. Listen to me. Think about winterization and storage for your vessel for the winter. Hey, even your wave runner and jet ski. Bring them to Holtz Boatworks, 1301 County Highway 631. That's Tuckahoe Road down there in Marmora. Exit 25 off the Garden State Parkway. Holtz, what an incredible facility, people. Incredible techs. Great GM, great ownership. They do it all. Get it done. So next April, hey, man, when those first bass show up, boom, you're out there on the water. Those first hot weekends come up. Get on your wave runner. Get on your jet ski, man. Get out there and enjoy, but take care of your vessel. Think about winterization and storage for the winter now. Hey, God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders and law enforcement. Again, get out and enjoy. Wow. I mean, it's September already. What a quick summer that was. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio.